This is a CK to Z news update. A recent cut within the boundaries of the Cortez Community Forest invited on-island builders to make local wood a central part of their projects. Maureen Williams, a director of the Cortez Community Forest Cooperative, told CK to Z News in a conversation in mid-December.
The timing is good because we're doing a cut right now up on the northern part of Cortez Island. So there'll be a lot of community forest wood at the mills very soon. It's always good to have any opportunity to remind people about using community forest wood because it's in everybody's interest for our wood to stay local as much as possible. And that's been really challenging because the market here can't always absorb all the wood that gets cut at the time that it's cut. And on Cortez, there aren't a lot of options for storing wood. So a lot of the wood ends up leaving the island. And then, of course, a lot of wood comes over from Campbell River and other places. People will buy their wood off island a lot of the time.
So what I hear is that there is this desire to kind of synchronize the supply and demand and keep it all local.
Yeah, almost impossible, right? But what's really great about community forest wood is that there is a lot of opportunity to do value-added woodwork on the island. We have a lot of local mills and a lot of really interesting specialty wood products that they produce, including really high-quality beams. And most of the wood that comes from our community forest is higher quality than what you're going to get at someplace like Home Depot. So it's definitely hard sometimes to think about storing enough wood so that people have it all year. What the community forest does cuts once or twice a year when things are going along well. So for example, I live in Tiber Bay. So Ron Walda is my neighbor, and I know that he keeps a lot of wood on hand. And people here in Tiber Bay use the wood quite a lot. So the builders on the island who know the millers and who work with them closely know when the wood's available and they know what they can get there.
Do you have an approximate number of how many mills there are on the island?
4 or 5.
So for a small island, that's a good number.
Yeah. And there's probably one close to you.
Yeah. Do you know how the cuts are scheduled?
They're pretty sensitive to the timing of cutting. They obviously can't cut in the summer because of fire hazard, and they don't cut in the spring when there are certain bird migrations. So fall is usually a good time.
And is the community forest a for-profit organization?
That's a really good question. So a lot of people are confused about what the community forest structure is, and it is a for-profit organization. It's a partnership between Clahoose and the non-Indigenous side of Cortez. So the representation of the non-Indigenous side is the Cortez Community Forest Co-op, and that's the side that I'm on the board for. And so Clahoose is obviously the other side of the partnership. So when there's a cut and the money is made, then after expenses, the money is divided between the two partners. And on the non-Indigenous side, our mandate as the co-op is that we spread that money out within the community. So technically, I guess we make a profit, but all of it goes back into the community. That's our mandate.
Could you speak to a couple of projects or situations that those profits support?
Sure. Actually, the last few years, we've given some of our money to Clahoose to do their canoe journeys. I know that some of the money has gone to some ground truthing projects within the forest on Cortez. So that's where people go out into the forest and measure the trees and count them and map them on some software on phone. So there's been a lot of money that's gone into that, and working with people off island who can analyze our forests and help us think about how to sustain them really well. So there's a couple of places where the money's gone.
Okay. I'd love to talk next about the many different reasons that it would benefit everybody, as you said, to use the wood that comes from here.
Well, in my mind, the most important reason to use community forest wood is because it's cut really well. We know that our forest manager and the people that we employ are really careful and selective in their cutting. And so they're paying attention all the time to the ecosystems that they're working in. They're paying attention to the whole forest community so that they can have sustainable wood into the future. That's not how logging is done around the rest of the province or certainly around the world. Another really important reason is that it's just the carbon footprint of the wood leaving the island, and the fact that wood that we might buy from off island has possibly come from as far away as Asia. So it's very common in the industrial logging world for raw logs to be exported far, far away, turned into products and then brought back. We have this really special opportunity here where we can even go into the forest with the forest manager before the cut, pick the tree, and then that tree can be cut into beams that we might want for a building project.
It sounds like a much more personal relationship with the land. And if you're living here and you choose to build a home or whatever it is that you're building, then it's kind of an honoring to use the materials that have come from right around here.
Yeah, nice. That's a nice way to phrase it. And there are always opportunities for the community to come out into the forest and do community consultations so people can come out and look at the plans and even visit after the cut, you know, seeing the silviculture where the trees are planted for the future. So there's lots of opportunities to connect with the wood.
Are those public events?
There's always consultation. So keep an eye on the Tideline and even on the Community Forest Partnership website. Whenever there's a cut in the plans, there'll always be an opportunity for people to come out and see what the plans are and talk with the people who are going to be doing the cutting. The other great thing about supporting the community forest is that so many local people are employed by the community forest now. That's been a really great thing that's happened over the last few years. And actually, some of the money that's come from the community forest has gone back into training opportunities for people and helping to get people even more skilled so that they can do more work here on the islands. So that's a great thing because people are always looking for well-paying jobs that can allow them to live on Cortez and have a reasonable livelihood. And we have just an amazing crew of people working for the community forest who are super conscientious and careful and who really love the trees. So that's a good thing too.
Would you have an idea of the price difference between local wood if it was bought here by somebody compared to going to like a Home Depot?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And that is often cited as the reason that people buy wood off island is because they think it's going to be cheaper. And in fact, it depends on the quality of wood you're looking for. But really what we do best here is high quality wood. So if you're looking for cheap plywood, you're going to have to go to Campbell River to get it. But if you're looking for really nice, clear, vertical grain, or if you're looking for nice, high quality beams, then you're going to get a price here that's similar, in some cases even lower. The wood prices over the last few years have been extremely volatile and sky high. Plywood is a good example. It's become ridiculously expensive just to buy what used to be, you know, cheap plywood. So using that as an example, the prices here are a lot less volatile because most of the millers here are using community forest wood and there's not the kinds of world market concerns that are affecting places like Home Depot. So really, it's much more stable. My husband is a builder. My daughter was a woodworker when she was here. And I know that the prices they were getting from the local mills were very similar to what they would get off island. Not everything is available here. Nobody here can make plywood. So you can't get everything here, but what you can get is worth using.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you would like to mention?
I should mention the importance of our relationship with Klahoose. The fact that using community forest wood supports that relationship. It's been a really great and wonderful partnership. We've learned so much by partnering with Klahoose, and they're just aren't enough opportunities to have that kind of integrated care for our island. So that's another really important point to make, that using community forest wood is another way of supporting our relationship with Klahoose.
And they have a mill, of course, as well.
They do, yes. Yeah. And not all the wood that they mill there is from the community forest, because they also have woodworking projects going on in Toba Inlet. But yes, they definitely do have a mill there and you can buy wood there.
CKTZ News also spoke with Henry Vershore, owner of Blue Jay Lake Farm, which has a sawmill and offers custom milling as well as standard lumber, about his working relationship with the community forest.
They've been very good at supplying wood for me. We buy logs and then we mill it into lumber, which is boards, and we either use or sell the boards. There's three main species that we purchase through the community forest, the cedar, hemlock, and fir.
He explained a little more about pricing from his intimate knowledge of the industry.
The world prices change so dramatically, and we tend to not change as much. So when COVID hit, lumber prices went really high, and so we were substantially less than town because I didn't have to raise my prices because I still had logs from before, and I just didn't feel like I wanted to either. I did raise them some, but not at all as much as happened in Campbell River or wherever. So cedar prices, I think we're always quite competitive with town, and cedar price just keeps going higher and higher because there's not as much cedar wood available anymore. In construction lumber, that's the non-cedar, in the fir and the hemlock were comparable to town prices. Sometimes 2x4 studs might be a little cheaper in town, but generally I would say we're about the same. And then with fir, we're the same as town as well, probably even a little bit less. But fir is really hard to buy in town. It's kind of like your premium construction material, which is what most people build with on Cortez, but you can't really buy it. I went to Home Hardware the other day just to find out what their pricing was, and the only one they had was 2x12s. They didn't have any other sizes at all.
There is some inherent difference to the local lumber available on island versus what can be purchased in a big box store.
But it's comparing apples to bananas a little bit because it's not exactly the same product. And the town wood is planed and smooth. It's light too, which is easier for the carpenters. So sometimes the big construction crews like using town wood. Our wood is not as dry and a little heavier to use. And especially the fir is quite heavy.
What would you say is the benefit, though, to coming and getting it from a mill on the island, like yourself?
Well, there's a multitude of benefits. One, the fossil fuel cost of the wood is substantially less. If you think that a lot of the wood that they're logging comes from Ferry Creek or somewhere way out in the middle of nowhere, needs a lot of trucking to get to a mill, and then needs trucking to get to a lumber yard, and then needs trucking to get to the building site. Whereas here, the wood travels a few miles to the mill and, again, a few miles to the building site. So it's the amount of fossil fuel is just so much less. The quality of the wood, I think, is generally better. You support local families. The logging is done a lot more sustainably than where it's out of sight and out of mind, like way out in the middle of nowhere where they're logging. Here, there's a lot of eyes in the forest, which is good.
He noted that in his experience, there's a certain demographic on the island that prioritizes supporting the local lumber industry.
I am so impressed with the young folk on Cortez because I notice the young families are the ones that support me the most. And I'm not saying that other people don't, but they are the ones that really make an effort to buy sustainably logged, locally milled wood. And I really appreciate that. And I think sometimes the people with the least amount of money make the most intelligent choices. And I don't know, quite taken by that. And I tend to sometimes give a family discount for a young family if I feel they need it. So it goes both ways now. It is something I'm passionate about. Food, a local wood, local everything. When I moved to Cortez, I wanted to be self-sufficient. That was my big goal in life. And during that period of my life, I was kind of a bit of a Christian too. So you're not supposed to be self-centered when you're godly, right? And so I started thinking about that and I thought, oh, I don't actually want to be self-sufficient. I want to be community dependent. And my community starts locally, what I call my farmily, which is the local people on the farm. And then it expands to the Cortez community. And then much smaller expands to the greater community of Campbell River. And I think if we all work in the circle that's close to us and keep that circle as tight as we can, it's just, even with COVID, it makes a lot of sense. It just makes a lot of sense in a thousand different ways. So that's what I'm pretty passionate about too.
The Cortez Community Forest is overseen by the Cortez Forestry General Partnership, which is an equal partnership between the Cortez Community Forest Cooperative and the Clahoose First Nation. The two partners have been stewarding approximately 3,800 hectares of Crown land on Cortez Island that was designated as a community forest by the BC Minister of Forests, Lands, and Natural Resource Operations in August 2013. According to the Community Forest Co-op's website, quote, the Cortez Island Community Forest is spread out across the island and encompasses approximately 35% of the land base, including a wide range of ecosystems and forest age classes, end quote. The initiative was the culmination of decades of work by community members, guided by the vision of, quote, a model of best practices and management approach, one that can be shared across the province, end quote. Community Forest Manager Mark Lombard emailed in early January that the current harvest is about 75% completed. He said, quote, it's all been going quite slowly with a lot of downtime given all of the challenging weather, starting with a summer drought in late June, a stormy fall, and a snowy winter. Approximately 2,500 cubic meters of merchantable logs went out by barge and to local mills during the first round of hauling in November, and a firewood contractor has started processing the first of the firewood logs for sale. There will be a similar volume of merch and firewood going out in the next phase of hauling, which will be as soon as the logging is completed and weather and road conditions permit. End quote. The harvesting phase will be followed by tree planting in late March.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.